It is Sunday Karma here on ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Kyle Wallace. Holding it down with me is Wally Lukaczynski. And we're being joined by host of Will the Entouch, 9 to noon, right here on ESPN Wisconsin, the great Packers reporter, Jason Wilde. How you doing today, Jason?
I am trying to figure out how the heck we allowed Wally Lukaczynski onto this historic program.
With me, of all people, with me.
Well, you've been on this show forever. That's a Johnny-come-lately, like a Wally-come-lately here. But no, in all seriousness, I talk to Wally a couple times a week, just the way I talk to you a couple times a week, Kyle. And I was just not expecting that when CCAT told me that Wally was on. I was taken aback. I almost fell over.
I'm surprised they trusted me in this spot and position myself, Jason. But, hey, you know what? This is just next man up mentality. I've just got to do my job here.
I think it speaks to you being a rising star. And I'm just happy that we get to bask in the reflected glow of the Wally Lukaczynski rising star.
Does Jason gas? Jason, who don't you gas up like that? I hear you gas a lot of people up. Only person you don't gas up is Ben Brust.
That's true, actually. That's actually a very accurate statement. There might be a reason for that.
Jason, talking about reasons for things, again, we're joined by Jason Wilde here on Sunday Karma. I'm feeling more like Micah Parsons. As you saw, the top 100 came out for the NFL top 100 players heading into this season. And our quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love, came in at number 72. Can you explain to me why you believe Jordan Love came in at number 72? Is it because of him not reaching his full potential and having a lot more room to grow? Or will you say some of it has to do with the supporting cast that he has around him not stepping up to allow for him to grow?
Yeah, neither one of those, Kyle. I would say it's because it's list season, and you shouldn't pay attention to any of the lists, including mine on channel3000.com leading into the season with my 20 most important Packers. I think I've got the right players in the list, but we can all agree or disagree on how they're ranked. And I think that's kind of this, you know, it's just a mechanism that the NFL is a year-round interest to fans, obviously, but there are parts of the calendar that are far more interesting and far more content-friendly than others. And so, look, I've seen their methodology for this. You know, the NFL Network sends a couple of staffers to each team, maybe only once, sometimes twice during the season, and they have guys fill out their sheets. And let's be honest, I mean, we're three guys here. We got lots of other things on our plates, right? I mean, you just got married. I've got the life that I've got. Wally's got the life he's got. Like, things are, we're all busy. And you bring a sheet of paper with 100 lines on it. How many guys are really going to take the time to, you know, I wonder where I should put Matthew Stafford. Like, I would argue that the methodology that they use is a little bit suspect. So I don't think you should put too much into where he landed.
Wait, Jason, did they do this during the regular season?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This is before I got to see Jordan Love go crazy against the Bears.
Correct. Exactly. This is why I don't get too up in our... And look, I think the most important thing, and you... I think you made a good point when we talked about it earlier in the week or whatever it was. But, like, the best thing about it, Michael Parsons stood up for his guy, right? I mean, to me, that's the meaningful thing here is that, you know, a guy who was new to the team last August 28th is putting himself out there and saying there ain't 71 players better than Jordan Love in this league. And I don't disagree with him. But again, I think we have to kind of take it for what it's worth, and that ain't much.
Well, Jason, do you think because this is other players in the NFL that are ranking you, regardless of when they put it in his face, I mean, do you think Jordan Love will look at this and be like, okay, it's going to be motivation? Because clearly Micah Parsons is like, if they do this to Micah, say Micah ends up out of the top 10 as best players in the NFL and they got him at like number 17 or 18, Micah's probably going to say, okay, I'm going to let y'all know exactly who I am. Do you think Jordan Love is going to use this as any type of added motivation to go ahead and destroy teams next year?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, look, if we're being perfectly honest, you know, he was the starting quarterback, regardless of what we believe about his ability to throw the football and this and that. Like, he threw 23 touchdown passes, right? His first year as the starter, he threw 32. In fact, his touchdown numbers have gone down each year, right? From 32 to 25 to 23. Now, do I think that that, you know, column on his stat sheet is an accurate representation of how he's developed going into his fourth year as the starter? Of course not. Like, he was a far better player in 2023 than the guy I saw in training camp in 2020. And I think he's improved a bunch and developed and grown a bunch from 2023, when he really struggled that first half of the season, until 2025. But again, if I'm putting together this list, you know, he didn't have a season where, yeah, maybe some guys that watched him closely appreciated it, but he's not the guy that's on, you know, constantly being discussed on, you know, the NFL Network or ESPN. Like, he threw 23 touchdown passes. He went through six picks, which he had thrown 11 the previous two seasons, I believe, each of those years. But he threw for 3,300-ish yards. I mean, here's the thing. I don't think players invest a whole lot of effort into how they evaluate guys. I think during the week, as they're, like, you take a bunch of defensive players for Team X the week that they're playing the Packers, and they are well aware of how good Jordan Love is. But when they're filling out a sheet of paper, they just don't care.
Mm. Well, so my question, I guess, is that we know that dollars make – there's a reason we're playing football games. It feels like 7 days a week now in the fall. Who is this actually serving? It doesn't sound like the players probably love this too much, too, unless you're one of the people that are getting overvalued. Who actually benefits? Who's actually getting rewarded for doing lists like this, Jason?
The NFL Network gets people to click on NFL.com, and it helps us. You know, and you guys know this about me. I view these more as tools to use to have conversations about the team that we focus most on in the Wisconsin market, right? And that's the Packers. Like, if you guys want to talk about Gary Trent Jr.'s contract extension, great. But I don't think anybody's super interested in that, right? I mean, maybe a little bit because it seems like a lot of money based on how he played last season. And there's folks that are wondering whether or not there was a wink and a nod agreement from when the last contract was signed and that he's going to get one of these. As a result, I saw a few people speculating on that on social media.
Mm,
but, like, that's not my area of expertise, so I have no idea. But my point is that, you know, Wally, it certainly gives the folks on the NFL Network something to talk about. It gives us stuff to talk about. And pretty soon training camps are going to open, and nobody's going to care. And I don't think... Back to Kyle's point, I don't think Jordan Love cares a whole lot. I will say this, and I've mentioned this previously, when he gave out cleats as part of his love for cleats clause that he handles with his charity arm, you know, he was like, I can get this number up. Like, he gives out a team worth of cleats for every touchdown he accounts for, rushing or passing. And he only gave out 23 teams worth of cleats. And the first year, which was, you know, 2025, he gave out, I think, 26 pairs because he had a rushing touchdown. And he didn't do it his first year as the starter because he was the new guy on the block. So I think he knows that he needs to be better in that category, not just because he wants to give out more cleats to kids, but because 23 touchdown passes is not all that impressive. You think about Aaron Rodgers, you know, 1 year when he won the MVP, had, what, 45 touchdown passes? Like, those are the kind of numbers that when then you're putting together your list, you're like, oh, Love this year. He's already got 38 touchdown passes. There's still 2 weeks to go in the season. Those are the kinds of things that get your name written down on that sheet higher.
We're being joined by Jason Wilde from Wilde & Tausch. You can hear 9 to noon weekdays here on ESPN Wisconsin. Now, Jason, do you think the Packers are willing to take the risk in offering a huge payday, a big payday, to make Tucker Kraft the top tight end money-wise, coming off an ACL injury? Because usually the Packers are pretty cautious. Are you? A lot of the talk has been about him being the average annual salary, making the most money. You think the Packers are going to be willing to do that deal?
I do, and I think they see him as a cornerstone player that is worth taking that quote-unquote risk on. You know, and he pointed this out when we talked to him during the offseason, too. Like, you know, the nature of his injury, you know, Sean Ryan got flung into him and caused the injury. It wasn't like he it was a non-contact injury where maybe you were worried a little bit more about the structural soundness of his knee, like a Parsons had, right? That was non-contact. I think Tucker Kraft is everything they want in a player, everything they want in a Packer. I think they love everything about him. The fact that he is a well-rounded, do-it-all tight end as opposed to just an oversized wide receiver. I mean, I remember when JerMichael Finley was headed into the last year of his contract, and there was a lot of talk about whether the Packers would put the franchise tag on him, and he wanted to be considered a wide receiver for the franchise tag because it was for much more money than the tight end franchise tag was. He ended up getting an extension. It didn't come to that. But that's the kind of player he was, right? I mean, no one will confuse JerMichael for his athletic. I mean, he was a freak, man. I mean, I would have loved to have seen how his career arc would have looked had he not suffered his neck injury. And now he's, you know, his son plays at Notre Dame and he's a football dad. But, and I'm glad that he got his contract extension, so he had that money in the bank. But he basically thought of himself as a wide receiver. And no one's going to think that about Tucker Kraft. He is the consummate do-it-all tight end. And so, you know, I think this will be, much like all contracts, the devil will be in the details.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look at, you know, Christian Watson, yeah, 4 years, $92 million. But as I know you and I and Bruss talked about on your show, he only got $31 million guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
And Alec Pierce got like 60-some million guaranteed, more than double. So I think that'll be the most important thing. And what will tell us most about how strongly the Packers feel about Tucker Kraft is how much more of whatever that contract is fully guaranteed. And if I'm him, I'm pushing for as much as possible.
Jason, how surprised are you this offseason that, you know, going into it, we were like, all right, who are the Packers going to keep around? How surprised are you that Jaden Reed, Christian Watson, and then we're assuming that Tucker Kraft, all three got contract extensions before the season starts? And this is assuming that Tucker Kraft is going to get his before game one.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I really thought that those were the guys that would get if they were going to be extended. But I also thought, and I do believe this is what happened, that it would have to be in kind of the Packers format, right? And it undeniably was. Like, I just sort of look at both those guys, and I told them both this to their faces when we were talking in the locker room. Like, you guys probably could have gotten more than what you got, and they chose not to. And I think both of them really wanted to be here. I think both of them wanted, you know, I learned long ago that contract extensions are about risk. And the team takes some measure of risk by guaranteeing money. And certainly the two players that have, you know, last year, obviously, with Reed's injury and then Watson with his history of injuries, there's a little bit of risk for them. The bigger risk, though, and the risk that you're mitigating if you're the player, is you get that guaranteed money. So if something bad happens to you again, you've at least got that money guaranteed. And you take less to alleviate some of that risk on you. And that's what both those guys did. But no, I figured those two would be the guys that would get extensions. I think there's other players, like if they don't trade Wicks, could he have, you know, played out this season and earned an extension? Maybe, but I think what was more likely was that if he'd have stayed here this season and played really well, they would have let him walk like they let Romeo Doubs walk.
They got a fourth for Wicks, too?
I'm sorry?
They got a fourth-round pick for Wicks, too, right?
They got two. Yeah, they got. I think they got. I don't know if they got a fourth and a fifth or a fifth and a sixth. They got one pick this past draft and one pick next year. But like they got good value for him.
Yeah.
You know, I look at Devontae Wyatt, who's coming off a season-ending injury. He's on the fifth-year option from his first-round status in 2022. Now there would be someone I'd be a little bit surprised if he got an extension in season. But maybe if he starts strong and puts up some good numbers in a new defensive system, maybe that does happen for him. But that would be one of those where I was not expecting him to get an extension, and so far he hasn't.
If Jordan Love is buying and donating 35 pet shares of shoes this year, is it Tucker Kraft? Who is the guy? Who's the pass catcher that's going to be the biggest reason why he is going to take a significant jump up this year?
Yeah, that's a good question, Wally. I would respond by saying I think this all comes down to – and look, I am a huge Jaden Reed guy. Like, as much as Gabe thinks that he isn't all that important or special and thinks that they paid just the right amount for him, I think the two guys that dictate this are Tucker Kraft and Christian Watson. And all you have to do is go back to October 26th, 2025, at whatever they call Heinz Field now in Pittsburgh. What is it now?
Acrisure. That's awful.
Yeah. I knew you were the guy to ask that. On that night, going against his mentor and the man he replaced, Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love was 29 of 37 for 360 yards, three touchdowns, no picks, a passer rating of 134.2, his best passer rating of the season. And what did that game have that no other game all of last year had? A healthy Tucker Kraft, who had 7 for 143 and two touchdowns, and a healthy Christian Watson, who had like 8 for 84 in his first game coming off PUP after his ACL tear last year. So you put those two guys on the field, 85% of the time. I think they're going to be constantly in three wides, one tight end, one back. So you're going to have a healthy Reed and a second-year Matthew Golden, and then you've got Tucker Kraft back healthy and Christian Watson back healthy, and maybe an offensive line that figures out how to let Josh Jacobs get a yard or two downfield before first contact. You're looking at an offense that could be – I know they didn't get rated very high in Barnwell's skill position rankings. They were middle of the pack. But I like that group a lot. Now, that group's got to stay healthy. But, I think with those four pass catchers and that running back who was banged up all of last year, I can see Jordan Love getting the 40 touchdowns. But again, everybody's got to stay healthy to do that.
Jason, I'm right there with you. I think the biggest thing is everybody staying healthy, because the guys that you just talked about, Tucker Kraft hurt last year, Christian Watson hurt to start the season, Jaden Reed got hurt during the season, Josh Jacobs, he said, was banged up during the season, Jordan Love got a concussion. Those five guys are the most important guys on your offense, and they all dealt with some type of injuries last year. But Jason Wilde, thank you so much for joining us here today on Sunday Karma.
Guys, keep holding down the fort. You're doing a hell of a job.